Previously on The Big Bang Theory.
There's no point dwelling on it. As the Vulcans say, Kup fun tor ha kiv naish dustau.
Do you know what that means?
No.
You telling the truth?
Nurse.
Well, this is ridiculous. Being upset about Amy all the time isn't accomplishing anything. If I want to resolve this situation, then I need to take action.
What are you going to do?
I'm going to find her and ask her to marry me. If she says yes, we can put this behind us and resume our relationship. If she says no, well, then she can just pompho mirin.
He didn't mean that.
So adorable, you're making Sheldon breakfast.
He's having a rough time. Amy broke his heart. The DVR cut off the last minute of Doctor Who. That crow followed him home.
Aren't you worried you're making French toast on oatmeal day?
Oh, well, what's this? A pot of oatmeal, or thanks to you, what I will now call gloat meal.
Oh, I don't want credit for that.
Dr. and Mrs. Hofstadter, lovely to see you this fine morning.
You're in a good mood.
Yeah, I am indeed. I have decided, instead of wallowing in sadness about Amy, it is time that I find myself a new female companion.
Oh, good for you.
What brought this on?
I realized something. When Amy was in my life, I was hyper-focused on my work and ignored her.
But you don't want to make the same mistake with the next woman.
No, I need a new woman in my life to ignore so I can hyper-focus on my work again.
Hey, I made French toast sticks.
On oatmeal day?
Ah, I also made oatmeal.
Oh, that's a lot of carbohydrates for a man on the prowl. You eat it. You're married. It doesn't matter what you look like.
Don't take advice from a man who threw his shoe at a crow.
Our whole universe was in a hot, dense state that nearly 14 billion years ago expansion started.
Wait.
The earth began to cool. The autotrophs began to drool. Neanderthals developed tools. We built a wall.
We built the pyramids.
Math, science, history, unraveling the mystery that all started with a big bang.
Thank you for coming by, gentlemen.
No problem. So what's up?
Well, it was the two of you who found Amy Farrah Fowler for me. Now that I'm looking for my next girlfriend, it seemed only logical that I employ your services once again.
You sure you're up for that? She did hurt you.
Oh, no, it's all right. I think of my time with Amy as a stick of fruit stripe gum. Sweet and enjoyable at first, but ultimately a flavorless lump of sadness.
You're not wrong about fruit stripe. I was always a hubba bubba man.
Hubba bubba over double bubble? You're crazy.
Hey, the jaw wants what it wants.
Yeah, gentlemen!
Oh, right, girlfriend.
Okay. But what are you looking for?
All I'm looking for is an educated, intelligent woman who shares my interests while retaining her own unique point of view. She should be kind, patient, and most important, unable to imagine life without me by 10 o'clock tonight.
Isn't that a little unreasonable?
All right, fine. She doesn't need her own point of view. Now chop chop.
Come on, Amy. Show us the dress.
Okay, but I'm really stepping outside of my comfort zone here.
I don't think any of your comfort zones are showing.
Yeah, it's your third date. Maybe you could go more sexy.
Well, some people think the sexiest organ is the brain.
No one ever bought me drinks at a bar because my brain just popped out of my shirt.
Do you have any heels higher than this? He's pretty tall.
Ooh, tall. Finally, some details about this mystery man.
Yeah, come on, tell us more.
Well, I told you his name and that he's tall. What more do you need?
Did you kiss him yet?
Just a little peck on the lips.
Give us one more detail and we promise we'll leave you alone.
Fine. He's British. All right, that is a juicy one.
All right, where's Tom? all British Dave taking you?
Tea and basketball?
To that new Italian place on Walnut.
Oh, nice.
I'm gonna go look for other shoes.
No, good luck. I threw out all my tall ones when I married Leonard.
Hey, you wanna swing by that place tonight and get a look at this guy?
We don't even know what time they're gonna be there.
I'll just call a restaurant, pretend I'm Amy, and check the reservation.
Damn, you're sneaky.
Yeah, but I'm little, so it's adorable.
I think the quickest way to find you a new girlfriend is just to get you on every dating website out there.
Oh, are you sure? I've heard that on those sites, often when you think you're corresponding with someone, it's actually a computer program pretending to be a real person.
And you're afraid it'll do a better job than you?
Excuse me. No one does a better job pretending to be a person than I do. Siri comes close, but I know more jokes.
But if you don't want to use dating websites, what do you suggest?
Off the top of my head, prospective women weed themselves out in a battle of wits until only one champion remains. As she shows up at my door, flush with the thrill of victory, and then sits quietly by my side while I watch Daredevil.
You seriously think women would fight for you?
People compete for jobs and trophies, why not me?
He's right, he knows a lot of jokes.
Yeah, no, but it is basic human nature. If we present him as a prize, maybe they would.
Well, he's smart. He's a respected scientist.
And I have the soulful eyes of a cow.
I don't know if I'd say you... Oh.
I have an idea. What if we put a post on Craigslist that says, world-class Caltech physicist seeking girlfriend. If interested, solve the following puzzles for a chance to meet him.
Yo, we'll make the puzzles extremely challenging to eliminate unworthy candidates.
Oh, we could set it up like a scavenger hunt where the last puzzle gives the winner Sheldon's contact information.
This is actually an interesting social experiment.
I'm a little jealous of the people who get to do it.
Me too, and we've seen the prize.
I don't understand why we're leaving so early for the movie.
Oh, I forgot to tell you. We're going to meet up with Bernadette to spy on Amy and her date.
What? I want to do that.
But, and you think I want to see a documentary about aluminum can recycling?
This is the movie that Big Soda doesn't want you to see.
No, it's the movie your wife doesn't want you to see.
So you're actually okay with invading your friend's privacy?
You're not curious who she's out with?
Not really.
But you're curious about aluminum cans. You're a weird little guy.
That's it. The Sheldon Cooper girlfriend challenge is officially live.
Congratulations.
This is exciting.
Right now, somewhere, a woman is dividing the atomic weight of the best noble gas by the number of colors and the oldest national flag still in use.
Well, then using that number as the average speed to calculate the travel time from Mordor to the Shire.
And taking her first step towards a lifetime of laughter, love, and best of all, rules.
I hope we didn't make the puzzles too hard.
Well, if she can solve them, it'll prove she's intelligent, tenacious, and so socially awkward she has nothing better to do on a Saturday night.
Golly, she sounds too good to be true.
This is fun. I haven't dated much since my divorce.
Oh, I'm having a good time, too. If you don't mind me asking, why did you and your wife split up?
Oh, you know how it is. We wanted different things. I wanted children, and she wanted a pastry chef named Jean-Philippe.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Ah, it's fine. It's why I left England. It reminded me too much of her, cold, gloomy, and easily accessed by a Frenchman through a tunnel.